I'd like to call the order of the Kane County Commission meeting.
July 13th, 9:02 a.m. No public comment. Do we have any commission remarks? Monthly budget report. Mr. Finley said he would be here this afternoon if we had any questions for him on that.
This afternoon or this morning? Being told that Joanna might be coming in this morning.
Okay.
What?
So I was just told that Joanna might be coming in this morning.
Well, I visited with Joanna this morning, and
okay.
She said that Rick would be in this afternoon. So.
You know, we're broadcasting over air. I do have a commission remark to talk, to visit with the public about, with the, actually with the newspapers and the radio. Hopefully this is going, some of the comments are going out over the radio, but we have had a lot of road damage done on our bridges. Mr. Huff and Mr. Hayes showed me some pictures of the amount of damage on some roads and bridges throughout the county, especially up in the northern part of, northwestern part of Kane County. We've got several places where the roads broke up and the bridges have the caps off of them. We even had some locations where the power company was in trying to work off the edges of the road because of water swept the power poles and everything away. I think that was in the Hodge Hollow area and AA. So hopefully the public can have, I know, patience with us because everybody wants to be able to travel on their road in safety and everything. But we've got road crews out trying to fix those locations. Because they are so numerous, it's going to take us a while to get all that done. That's all I had to say on that, Mike.
Okay. Monthly budget report. I guess we'll go on to the next. Approval of payroll.
Motion for approval of payroll.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 344852 through 344934, warrant 6280 through 6284, and a transfer of monies for recorder's reimbursement of expenses in second quarter.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes.
Move to go ahead.
I think we just had one date, July the 6th. Motion for approval of July the 6th, 2015.
Is there any corrections? The only thing I saw was on this form. If I find it again. You've got the part that was printed in there, and then down here you've got, I don't know what that is.
I didn't see that, Brian.
Let me see what it looks like. This is where something got covered up, a copied, or it's in the, is it in the, so you just want to say with corrections on that?
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain it.
I don't either. Yeah, with corrections on the, okay, the minutes on the lower part of that page. It looks like a copy over or something on that.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Funding agreement for the City of Branson Lift Station Number 21 of Flow Equalization Basin.
Morning.
Morning.
The City of Branson is requesting the approval of a funding agreement specific to the city's Lift Station Number 21 Flow Equalization Basin project. This is a design phase funding agreement. If approved, this funding agreement will provide funding for the city to proceed with the engineering and design preparation of plans and specifications for the construction of a 1 million gallon flow equalization tank, associated pumping equipment and control systems. This system will provide the capability for flow equalization during peak wet weather flows and storage of wastewater in the event of a system failure. The dollar amount being requested through this funding agreement is $108,160. This amount is based on a signed contract between the City of Branson and Alfred Benish and Company of Kansas City, Missouri. The City's Board of Aldermen approved the funding agreement on June 9, 2015. Three copies of the funding agreement were sent to the county attorney who has reviewed and approved each copy as to form. I would recommend approval of this funding agreement since it has been determined that the project is feasible and meets the criteria necessary under the sewer sales tax guidelines. The city has another one of these units already existing on one of their other lift stations, and it's been very, very valuable in helping and aiding the city in handling these flows during the wet weather times, especially times like what we just went through. Mr. Mike Ray, Public Works Director, City of Branson, is here if the commission should have any specific questions regarding the system. Once we go through this phase, the city would come back for a construction funding agreement for the construction of the basin once the design has been approved by the city and the project's been placed out for bid. So.
Do you have it? Approval, is there any heading on the approval other than what you give there? What we have on the agenda is what I'm saying.
Coming on the contract?
Yes. You want to read that, Brandon, on the top?
Just says, City of Branson request for funding agreement approval, lift station number 21, flow equalization basin project design phase. Is design phase essentially the engineers and the...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think we've talked about this before. Would it not be cheaper for us to have our own engineering department and quit paying all these fees out every time we do something?
Well, that's something that's been explored in the past. That's something that, City of Branson, but...
Well, yeah, but we can... $108,000... for one project, you'd think we'd be able to.
You see a lot of engineering fees go out, that's for sure, out of the sewer sales tax dollars.
Mr. Sewer Board Member?
Yeah. Yeah. I understand that's been discussed several times.
I know.
Being discussed and taking action on it's two different things. Do you want to just read it off as a motion there?
Or? I know if you want to do it. Move to approve the City of Branson request for funding agreement approval for lift station number 21 flow equalization basin project for the design phase.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
We're ahead of schedule, so we're going to recess for 3 minutes, and we'll have the University of Missouri Extension update next.